Details of what we can expect in the July jobs stimulus plan are carried in this morning's Irish Times. Jennifer Bray and Jack Horgan-Jones report that youth unemployment has been highlighted as a key focus. Measures under consideration include a significant investment in apprenticeships, as well as back to education allowances for those on the pandemic unemployment payment to enable them learn new skills and transition off social welfare. Special consideration will be given to supporting the arts, but some government sources expressed scepticism about the possibility of a reduction in VAT for the hospitality sector. The Irish Daily Mail gives front page coverage to comments from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that working from home will become the new normal. COVID-19 threw many of us into working remotely for the first time, he said, describing it as an accelerator of change that was coming. Mr. Varadkar believes the benefits will be huge, pointing to reduced business costs, better work-life balance, less traffic, fewer greenhouse gas emissions and time saved on the commute. Draft documents from the Department of Agriculture seen by the Irish Farmers Journal reveal that the government's priorities for Irish agriculture under the next Common Agricultural Policy. Priority one on the department's list is to support a viable farm income and close the gap between agriculture and other sectors of the economy. The document also sets out the need to attract more young farmers by offering income supports and increasing land transfers through succession planning. The Irish Independent reports that the Green Party has backtracked on its demand that Under Fire Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan explain why he was on a provisional driver's licence when he was stopped for drink driving. Party leader Eamon Ryan and his deputy Catherine Martin both publicly insisted that Mr Cowan should address the issues involved, but have now rowed back on those demands and accepted Minister Cowan's statement. Also in The Independent, a report from Catherine Donnelly that points to study medicine are expected to rise. It's thought the high-profile work of doctors and other medical staff on the front line fighting the pandemic may have fueled the popularity of the health sciences. The headline on the front of the Irish Examiner is Massive Bill for ESB over Flood Ruling. The paper tells us that the ESB is facing a compensation bill that could run into tens of millions of euro after the Supreme Court ruled it was negligent when floods deluged Cork City in 2009. In the Irish Daily Star, Chief Reporter Paul Healy details how Gardaí and the Army raided a compound in County Meath where it's believed that a couple were last seen alive. Four people have been arrested as part of the investigation into the killing and disappearance of a Dublin-based couple in 2015. The Irish Daily Mirror covers a commitment from the Taoiseach to tackle banks which charge customers interest during emergency mortgage breaks, while the Irish Sun reports that the Spanish government is attempting to use our low corporate tax rates to shoot down Pascal Donoghue's hopes of becoming president of the Eurogroup finance ministers. The Herald reports that a company controlled by developer Johnny Ronan has launched a legal action against Bewley's Cafe on Grafton Street. The company is seeking rental arrears and possession of the property. The Irish News highlights a warning from Northern Ireland's chief medical officer that travellers from Britain present the greatest risk of bringing coronavirus into the north, while the Belfast Telegraph informs us that plastic accounts for almost 80% of litter on the north's beaches, made up mainly of single-use items such as drink bottles and food wrappers.